See us in Baltimore.com.
It's time now for our Ravens Insider. It's presented by AAA. And with that, we say hello to Jay Michael, who joins us now inside the bowels of M&T Bank Stadium. All right, Jay Michael, man, I tell you what. I wish you knew what the Powerball numbers were, my friend, because in the pregame, you said it. You said, listen, you have to hit all of your targets. You've got to get Ray Rice going. You'd like to see Torrey Smith over the middle. That wasn't the case.
And, hey, you saw the results of it. I mean, Torrey Smith had three catches, I think, for 33 yards. When he isn't getting the ball, especially able to make plays, this offense just isn't the same. Joe Flacco threw a lot of low percentage throws, in my opinion, and I think you saw the results of that. The offense was stagnant. The first six plays of this game were pass plays. Ray Rice was inside the locker room, and he said, look, I only carried the ball 12 times. We probably should have run the ball more. So I think he's going to be encouraging offensive coordinator Cam Cameron for the rest of the season to make sure he gets fed a little bit more, because they got away from him, didn't use him enough, and you see the results.
It's about time, Jay Michael, that he started saying that, to really assert himself, wanting to get more touches. Listen, I'm going to give a lot of credit here to 37-year-old Charlie Batch. We all joked, third-string quarterback, hadn't played in a while. There's no way he's going to come in here and be able to go up against this vaunted Ravens defense. What do you say about a guy that completed his last eight passes to set up the game-winning field goal?
I just said, wow. I mean, I didn't think he would play nearly as bad as he did in Cleveland last week, when he had three interceptions and the Steelers committed eight turnovers. You knew that team wasn't going to show up for this game, but they couldn't get consistent pressure on Batch. He could have had a cup of coffee some of the time that he had to pick apart that secondary back there. The pressure wasn't good enough. Haloti Ngata said, the defensive tackle, that, hey, you know, they were throwing those screen passes a lot. They were throwing us off balance a little bit. He thought that had a little bit something to do with it. Ed Reed just said that, hey, guys who he thought were trying to make individual plays rather than making a smart play, and that led to big plays. So Charlie Batch, he performed surgery today.
And it goes with everything we've been talking about on Post Game Live. They had some imagination, giving it to the 37-year-old, let him create for his playmakers. All right, Jay Michael.
See us in Baltimore.com.